OMG, I am so excited.
The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him asking you crying in there. You're saying your big group crying when you hit him?
Yeah.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So that you knew you had him by that time.
Absolutely. I knew you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
DBLC Productions.
Making women's justice like,
let's go, champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Boxing Voice Radio. Spontaneous, of course, we are working. You already know there's just so much to talk about, and the heavyweight division is on fire. Joe Joyce has made a move in trainers that's got everyone's attention, then made another move in managers that's gotten everyone's attention, and now, you know, he might as well have signed with Angel Garcia because his trainer is that much of a talker. Now, I won't tell you who that is just yet for all you little casuals out there that we have to teach a thing or two, but I will tell you what he said. And what his trainer said is that by the end of 2019, Joe Joyce will be ready for Wilder and Joshua. He left out Fury. Does he think Wilder would beat Fury? I don't know. But this is what we will be discussing right here on TBV. If you're interested in chopping it up with us, you know the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. And remember, you can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation, but we must be friends. So be sure to send a friend request. And do not forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice because we're going live. This is probably our third show today, and you don't want to miss anything when, TBV's on. So let me head on over to my co-host and get this thing started.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yo, yo, what's up, baby? We back with another one. I told you, hey, we ain't playing today. Joe Joyce. Hey, nice move for Joe Joyce. I really do like Joe Joyce. He's a martial artist, you know what I'm saying? He does different things doing his workout that I thought was pretty cool, you know what I'm saying, with the flips and all the yoga poses and just the guys are just kind of different, you know what I'm saying? So I really do like the how people are like leaving their comfort zone and like going to like different places like Big Bear or Colorado or whatever, and just to get like focused on boxing, because Joe Joyce, even though he started late, he's an older heavyweight, so he's not like a spring chicken right now. So by the end of 2019, I don't see it as that being a big stretch.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's capoeira what he does or has done at some of those trainings, but he's 5-0. And he's obviously on the fast track, right? Like they're not trying to slow him down. But we spoke of some of the moves he's made. This guy's playing chess for sure. Before we give you all those details, let's just remind you of some of his call-outs, right? And who has he faced already? Because I am quite impressed with his resume thus far. He's already put under his belt by KO in a second round, Lenroy Thomas, who, you know, David Allen had to have a rematch with, and I believe Lenroy won both, or it was a draw and a win for Lenroy, or I don't know, but we could look it up.
I believe they did it three times. The first one was a win for Lenroy. The second one was like a first-round headbutt that had a big-ass gash over David Allen's eye that they stopped the fight. And I think the third one, Dave Allen had to pull out for his back or something like that. So Eddie never tried to make again.
Well, there you go. And Joyce got the KO in the second round quite easily. You know, and that's about as big as it gets in terms of resume. But he's had no fear in calling out the bigger names and trying to get them into the ring. Most notably, Big Baby Miller, Jarrell Miller from Brooklyn. He's definitely been vocal about wanting an opportunity at Big Baby. Now, if I'm Big Baby, look, if you're not giving me a bunch of money, there's just no reason that I'm looking behind me at a 5-0 fighter. If I'm Big Baby, I'm already lined up to, you know, take care of Ademic in Chicago as a headline. Is it a Rod Salka? Yeah, but, you know, who doesn't want to be an A-side? And then after that, you know, I get Manuel Char and become the mandatory for the WBO shot at, you know, WBA, excuse me, shot at Anthony Joshua. Why fight Joe Joyce? So if Joe Joyce wants some Big Baby, they're going to have to offer big bucks.
And let's not forget, the guy also called out Luis Ortiz. I mean, he's been calling out all the, like...
Well, he may get some of that now because he signed
what I'm talking about.
And if he's really the goods and he really pushes, Al will give you what you want. Look at Sean Porter. What fight hasn't Sean gotten that he wanted? None. He's gotten them all.
And I can I remember a Sky Sports boxing telecast where David Haye and Joe Joyce were like ringside talking to Derek Chisora, trying to get Derek Chisora to take the fight. And Derek Chisora was like, if I win, then I want your whole purse against Tony Bell, you coming up. All that kind of crazy shit.
Yeah, they were trying to get Chisora in as well. And I hear that Chisora was also trying to price himself out. So, you know, it's been difficult. You know, this guy was originally just with ring star David Haye. So now they've made one of those moves that I talk about why he's playing chess is because he made a move to be advised or managed. We don't know the nature, but he's being advised or managed by Al Haymon, which will obviously open up the door to fights with Gerald Washington, with Adam Wanaki, Charles Martin.
Let's not forget my Nigerian guy. Heavyweight Abba Efe, he's fighting on next weekend on the 24th. Well, this weekend on the 24th. So I would like to see him, Joe Joyce, trying to fight somebody like that because they're kind of on the same level. He's 5-0, he's 6-0. So that'd be a good, like, prospect fight to see who's going to take the next leap.
If I'm Joyce, I ignore everything you just said because I don't even know who that guy is you just mentioned. So Joyce would...
How don't you know him? Oh, my God.
I'm just telling you, Joyce would be fighting an undefeated guy that no one ever heard of, that no one cares about.
Now, people have...
What would he get more credit for? What would he get more credit? Beating Luis Ortiz, Gerald Washington, Chris Arreola, or this fucking guy that I can't even pronounce his name?
I don't think any of those guys besides Luis Ortiz can beat my guy, so... I think he'll get more credit for him.
And that's fine. But your guy, just like your other guy, Buatsi, these guys that you claim to be so good have to do what Joyce is doing. I haven't even heard of your guy calling any of the guys that Joyce has called out. Joyce really wants to fight. And Joyce has proven that. Why? Because he made the transition not only from the UK to train in the US with Abel Sanchez, who we haven't dropped the name yet, but he's now training with Abel Sanchez alongside Triple G and Big Bear. And he's also made the transition to advisor with Al Haymon, a powerful broker that can definitely get him the fights that he needs. So that's a guy proving that this is what he wants to do, fight the best.
Okay. I was just saying that that guy is on the Al Haymon stable too. He signed with Richard Schaefer with Ring Star Promotion. So that's all I was saying.
I mean, he might be with Schaefer. You might have to do some digging. Is he with Haymon or is he with Schaefer?
He's with Schaefer. He's signed to Schaefer.
Ring Star. All right, so he's a Schaefer guy. So he's got a hope.
Isn't Joe Joyce was like also kind of a Schaefer guy too? Because Schaefer was like always bigging him up with Ring Star, right or wrong?
Yeah, because him and Hay had a little deal. But guess what? Schaefer ain't get shit done for Joyce, did he? What's the biggest they got? Oh, yeah, Lenroy Thomas.
Lenroy Thomas,
then,
right.
Then there was an announcement that he signed to Al, right? So if Schaefer was doing his thing, there wouldn't be no announcement that he signed to Al.
But I thought, like, the Al's like the advisor and Schaefer's like the promoter. And Schaefer works for Al.
Let me tell you something. Hey, listen, you're right. But you don't go and give another guy a percentage unless the guys that you're working with can't get shit done. But let me tell you something. Remember, I was a fly on the wall. This shit ain't happening like that. Like, people not getting signed. So people are getting lucky. That whole everybody signing to Al and Al signing, that shit is done. And there's a lot of people getting dropped. So they obviously see some real potential in Joe Joyce, let me tell you. And obviously they're invested in the WBC heavyweight champion of the world. Deontay Wilder. I just keep saying that because I got this WBC mini belt right here.
Authentic. I'm fucking cold, man.
Leather, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, we should get that signed by like Wilder and like auction it off to like a fan or something.
Well, I'm definitely auctioning off as well as this WBC medallion, you know, because my blood is green. It's the authentic one that Sean Porter won to have his opportunity at Danny. You hear that? So this is going to be auctioned off on Patreon. All you got to do is sign up to the $3 level. We're doing one monthly auction.
That's so pretty right there.
You could do three or better, you know, but even on the $30 level, you will be enrolled in the auction. We're going to be doing a monthly auction every month moving forward. We'll be revamping the entire Patreon page. So, you know, give us a couple of hours or more as the developers work on the back end. I know I said that about a couple of hours ago, but hey, you know, these coders are coding, you know?
Yo, if you're listening past, present, or future, please smash that like button for us, man. It helps with the visibility of the show. And go over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review.
That's right. We're trying to grow. We're trying to grow around here like Joy Joyce is trying to grow. So now let's get to the topic at hand, right? I mean, he's obviously – his trainer is now saying, look, my guy can easily handle both Wilder and Joshua by the end of 2019.
Yeah, his guy though. Let's go with that right there. Saying his guy, we know he has one guy that's probably gonna go down in the Hall of Fame in Triple G, but a lot of his other guys don't do as well as they should. So, do we think that leaving Ismael Salas and going to Abel Sanchez was the best move for Joe Joyce? I mean, I like Abel Sanchez. He's a good talker, but. Some of his fighters, man, don't have the best outing.
Yeah, I got to say right off the bat, yeah, just because Ismael Salas is far too short. You know, he wears those high-rise or lifter shoes, and it's already difficult him working with guys like Linares and stuff like that. Imagine Joe Joyce, that's like 6-something, you know what I mean? So you got to get over there with someone that can actually work with you in the ring, get a little physical. You see the way that Derek James is interactive. There's quite a lot of trainers that are mobile. And if you're wearing, you know, literally 12-inch riser sneakers, your balance is not on and it's just not going to be there. But
I wonder why more heavyweights don't like gravitate towards Derek James. Because, like, his style and, like, well, what he teaches.
Teach me. I was a fly on the wall. A former undefeated Deontay Wilder sparring partner is now being trained by Derek James.
Thank you. Because his style, like, the way he picks his punches and, like, teaches, like, Errol Spence and Charlo to, like, sit down on the punches and, like, pick certain punches that don't throw, like, too many unnecessary punches, that would work perfect for, like, heavyweights. And I think Derrick James is a good trainer, you know what I'm saying? He was a trainer of the year, I think, last year for Yahoo Sports with the stuff that Errol Spence and Jermell – the 155 pound Charlo did. So shout out to Derek James. Hopefully we can get in that camp coming up if he fights Mikey Garcia. That'd be awesome.
Definitely. Probably another show we're going to be doing later on today. So guys, definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/ The Boxing Voice. So let me just tell you something, man. Pat yourselves on the back because we are at 81,985. So that means we're 15 subscribers away from getting 82K. They can't stop us. As Fury says, you can't hit what you can't touch or some shit like that. We need Rob to share the fucking soundbite. He's being greedy with the UK soundbites. We're 15 subscribers away, ladies and gentlemen. So don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend. TBV is working. And listen, you want to stay glued to the channel. You want to click on that notification bell because we're going to work. I'm picking up my Las Vegas correspondent, Daniel Alvarez, at 2:30 in Newark Liberty Airport. And, you know, we already got something set up for later on tonight with Mike Polite Coffee. If that doesn't happen, he's available on Sunday. Then we're heading to New York City this Thursday. And then Friday, we'll be in Boston. I mean, it's just work, work, work. We're going to head on to Jared Herd's in D.C., stop in Philadelphia with Danny Garcia and Angel Garcia. Listen, it's going to be litty around this mother. So tune in. Is all I'm saying. I guess Mike.
Yo, are we doing that fight thing today?
What, the film study?
Yeah, 8. I thought we scheduled 8.
We should be able to do that. No quarrels with that, my friend. All I do is work. You know what I'm saying? And so they call me DJ Khaled. All I do is win around this motherfucker. So
major key.
That's what I'm doing.
Hey man, come on, man. Hey, I know y'all played it this morning, but man, can I get it one time?
What's that?
Can I get that freestyle? Yeah, can I get that freestyle one time? We going out on the outro. No, I just feel it. I feel it, man.
AJ, man.
That shit hard, man. Killing this, baby.
AJ, well done. Yes, sir. You could spit a little buff. We give you a couple words. Maybe two words, not four.
I like to blow my trumpet and that, do you know what I mean?
I ain't blow my cupboard, goddammit.
Watch my weight. Wait. I'm eating too much, even though I'm a heavyweight. Yay! I'm on time and I'm never, ever late. I'm hustling hard so I can go on and be a great.
Great.
In JD. Chilling with my mates.
Mate.
I stay low key, never ever moving bait.
Mate.
Keep it calm, ring the alarm. Man chat, get slapped with my palm.
All right, one sec. Hey, AJ, shut down.
AJ, gangster, man. Man talk shit, he get smacked with my palm. I like that, boy.
All hell, the king, AJ. Joe Joyce, he's coming for both of them. Yo, we didn't even read the quotes, did we? We didn't even read JoJo's quote.
Nah. I got the last coke at the end.
We all over.
Those guys have a certain qualities which we must master and become better than them at. Our advantage is that we look at them now to prepare for the day when we fight them. Every day, every fight must be a learning experience, Joyce said. So, I mean, he's been like looking like, I can imagine he's been looking at these guys since he was coming out of the amateurs when he was fighting Usyk. In that World Boxing Series or whatever, and Usyk beat him, so Usyk moving up might be a good thing. But back to Joe Joyce, I think he's been looking at those guys.
He said, "We want to improve. Everything is a weakness, and we will improve the weaknesses. If we look at strengths, then we won't get better. I look at things to improve. We will videotape him so he sees the improvement and can replicate the things that we want him to do," Joyce said to Sky.
I'm seeing fans in the chat saying that Joe Joyce would beat Ortiz, and Joe Joyce has an iron jaw. How do we don't know what kind of...
Joe Joyce is going to have to fight Ortiz. I mean, look, that's a fight that I would like, but for Ortiz, he's going to want a lot of money because he's going to say to himself, look, man, I don't know, what does this do for me? You know, everyone's going to say, what does this do for me? So it's got to be some money on the table. But he's with the right guy. He's with the right guy. You see, guys like Gerald Washington, they won't turn down the money that Al will offer them to get in there with Joe Joyce. You know, Areola's, you know, Travis Kaufman's. Amir Mansour, shout out to Amir Mansour, bro. He's going all the way to fucking, like, West Bubba Fuck, stepping in for someone on short notice, bro, and taking
up. Who are you fighting?
I put it in the chat a couple days ago, remember?
Hope he wins, man. Shout out to Amir Mansour. Even though sometimes I give him shit when Scorsese calls and mention him, but Mansour is a good guy.
Yeah, man. Look at that. Daniel landed 40 minutes early, so it's going down. Clowns, we about to get out there and work and show you dudes how you do it in my town. Listen, and I quote, "We're hopeful that by the end of this year, he has had a couple of fights. Depending on who he's matched against, people will demand a certain level of fight for him. I hope he has significant fights. By the first quarter of next year, he will have faced world-class opponents. There's no time frame because it depends on how Joe develops. But by the end of next year, he will be 11-12-0 and ready to challenge for Joshua's title, Deontay Wilder's title, or whoever has them at that time.
So you tell me, who do you see Joe Joyce's next opponent being?
Oh, like, he's putting him at 11-0 and 12-0. That means he's giving him 7-6 fights, bro. So he's definitely fighting the Areolas, the Crafts, the Kaufmans, you know, the Gerald Washingtons. You know, he's
I would love to see him face the winner of Martin and Kohanaki.
Yeah, that's a big jump. But again, look, Kohanaki right now should be like at number 9 in the BC. So he's going to be like, what the fuck am I getting to fight this guy that isn't number 9 in the BC? You know what I mean? So again, Joyce, I don't think he's going to be able to jump unless the backers that are behind Joyce are going to be throwing the buckets and the bags. You know, where's my fucking Wilder soundbite?
But he's going to have to jump though. And he's like older. He's like almost 31, 32 years old. He's going to have to move a lot faster than like regular.
No, listen, I'm not saying that he's not, but they got to offer the opponents the right money because the opponents are looking at it like, yo, don't nobody know him. He's 5-0. What am I getting? Why am I going to get in the ring with this dude? You know what I mean? That's how they looking at it, bro.
I mean, maybe I would get in the ring with him if the fight was on a pay-per-view card like the Wilder and Fury, where you know more eyes will be on it. Man, shit like that. Like,
listen, all I know is, you know, you want Joyce in the ring with a top name.
By the way, all the money's in the bag.
It better be because they're not going to do it. Now, the Gerald Washingtons, yeah, you know what I mean? They have to. They're on that level. They need that win over the undefeated Olympian. But dudes that are in title contention, they don't need to look backwards. You know what I'm saying? So Joyce needs to target, you know, look, Brazil's not going to fight him. Why? Because he's in line to fight Deontay guaranteed next year. He's got to look at the Chisoras. And Chisora now just, you know, jumped out of that box. Don't call me out. Dude, I just beat Takam by knockout. Like, people looking at me. So even Jennings is like, hell no, man. I just scored. Now, Jennings ain't looking backwards, bro.
Damn.
Jennings ain't looking backwards.
What about Andy?
Not Andy Ruiz. Not
him.
Nope.
How are you supposed to get his name up then?
Got to go after Eric Molina, Arthur Spielka, Gerald Washington, Bermain Stiverne, Michael Hunter, Carlos Takam.
Takam. I'll take Takam.
Christian Hammer. You know. You know, he wants to get funky. He could go after Zili Zhang Bang. You know what I'm saying? It's the 7-foot Chinese heavyweight. See if he really got some sauce, even though people don't know him, though. The Olympian, you know, who's got what? One loss, Michael Hunter. He could go after him.
Somebody said Daniel Dubois, but I don't think Frank Warren's going to let it.
Dubois 19. They're not doing that.
Yeah, like I said, exactly.
Mansoor, he better hope Mansoor wins, you know. And he could go after some other guys. Like, what's that guy's name? What's his name?
Robert Hellenius.
Areola fought. Well, yeah, Hellenius would be good. But the one that Areola fought and Fred Cassie.
Yeah, Fred Cassie. Yeah. Big name for him.
Those are the type of names. He's got to get some of those names on his resume first. He's never going to get any of the big doggy dogs without, you know, really putting it out there. But listen, man.
Go ahead. No, I was gonna say he making mess around and get Adamic too after Big Baby beats him. Never know.
Yeah, I mean that's what he's got to do. He's got to go after these former names. You know what I mean? Get a James Toney. No, I'm joking with that.
Nah, don't do that one.
I'm joking with that one. Listen, I am your host Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Don't forget subscribe to the YouTube channel. We are officially 15 away from 82K on the subscribers today. Damn, I refreshed the page hoping to fucking yell and say we need more, less than 15, but we don't. We still need 15. Bye.
Yo, I go by the name of MG. You can follow me on Twitter at Gross2312 or on IG at Gross1911. Peace out.
Don't forget to subscribe to patreon.com/theboxingvoice to be part of this WBC authentic raffles. Our blood is green around here. We holla at you.
Yeah, don't do that to today, man.